Separate clouds. This is a really useful exercise which will teach you how to breathe deeply and efficiently, as well as establish better posture and more precise movements. Establish your start position as described in How to Stand. As you relax your belly, the in-breath starts and your hands turn palm up. As the breath comes in, the hands rise up your body. They are open and flat and do not touch. Allow your elbows to rise. As your hands pass your face, they turn to keep your palms facing up. And your hands continue until your arms are stretched out over your head, palms up. Pause your breath as the hands descend down towards your shoulders. Your arms are in a straight line with each other, palms out to the sides. As your hands pass your shoulders, you breathe out slowly. And as you come to the end of the out breath, your hands are relaxed down by your hips. You might notice that I'm using a very passive way of describing the action. Not raise your hands, but your hands rise. This is to convey the feeling. What your hands do is sort of automatic and determined by the breath. That said, keep the following points in mind. Your hands should be open and flat, with the fingers touching and the thumb tucked into the side of the hand. Your hands never touch. In the top position, it's as if your hands are holding up the ceiling. As your hands fall, if you were to do this exercise with your back against a wall, your little fingers would be in contact with the wall from the top position until near the end of the out-breath. Breathe as deeply and slowly as you can, and your hands follow the breath. Do at least 8 cycles, breathe in, pause, breathe out, per session. You can do more. Stop if you feel dizzy. Don't push it. Be gentle. I would also recommend, of course, watching the video for this. And in the videos, you will notice that I often finish an exercise by bringing my feet together and breathing in as my hands rise to chest height, then throwing my hands up with a sharp exhalation. I often grunt a bit on that exhalation. This is a habit I picked up a long time ago when doing breathing exercises in Kung Fu. Feel free to use it, but be aware that strictly speaking, it's not part of the exercise.